Hello, this is Brainy Fox, and you're listening to the Brainy Fox Podcast, where you can hear all about my swinging adventures, my scandalous lifestyle, and hear all the other fun stories that I have to tell. Enjoy. Please note that the adult nature of this podcast makes it inappropriate for people who are under 18. Sorry, kids. If you like my podcast, be sure to click subscribe or like, and then I can see you every week. I'd like to extend a big thank you to Alt Playground for sponsoring my podcast again this week. Alt Playground is an amazing sex positive lifestyle dating website, and you definitely need to check it out if you haven't gone over there yet. They have all kinds of new and exciting things. Their membership is rapidly expanding, and they have amazing features like there are forums, you can have a video for your profile picture, and you can meet other like-minded, sex-positive, exciting people and really get to know each other and show off who you really are. So come check me out at allplayground.net. I can't wait to see you over there. Again, everybody, welcome back to the Brainy Fox Podcast. This is your host, the Brainy Fox, and I'm really glad to see you again. This week, I am going to spend some time touching on a topic that I get. It comes up all of the time, and it's something that's important to me. A lot of people ask me about it. So it seems to come up when I talk to other couples at parties. It comes up when I talk to single males. People approach me online and they ask me about it. And the topic is how to successfully design your approach as a single male in the swinger lifestyle. So in all honesty, I have to take a step back and say I can really only speak for myself. I can sort of put into this some of the feedback I've gotten from couples and from single females, single women that I know. But the bottom line is that everybody's a little different. And I think the real key to successfully navigating any kind of relationships, new and old, with people is to try to understand the needs and wants of the person that you are interacting with. And anyway, but I'm just going to give some ins and outs of like what I think are no-nos and possible good strategies that you can use when you are designing a single male profile, putting yourself out there, and in ways to approach couples and single females. And I don't know, I also throw in a couple of kind of crazy dating site horror stories just for good measure. And I don't know, it's good stuff. And the best part is it's a car episode, because that's where I have my most time by myself. So you're going to get some Brainy thoughts in the car about single male swinger profiles. Don't forget to visit me on Instagram and Twitter at the Brainy Fox, and comment, chime in. Don't forget to click like and favorite and all that good stuff. And so you can stay in touch with me every week. So enjoy the episode, and then please tell me what you think afterwards. Mwah. Hello, everyone. So you are going to get another episode of Brainy's Thoughts in the Car. I have a little time, and I wanted to spend some time on a topic that I know is important to a lot of people. It's important to me because, well, I'll start from the beginning. I have a single profile, a single female profile on several adult dating websites, and I do have a partner, and we are poly, so we have a couple profile that we on several sites, as well as single profiles. And I am approached at my couple profile as well as my single profile by very infrequently single females, far more frequently couples, and overwhelmingly a lot by single males. And I think that a lot of that is just a product of the sheer number of them out there
And I think that, so my response, first of all, as a single male, if you're going to approach me and try to get my attention, you are at a serious disadvantage just because of the sheer volume of attention that I get from single male profiles. And what that means is that not only do I have to find your profile appealing, and your message that makes me go to the profile appealing, it means that it has to be more appealing than the like dozen or so other messages that I've gotten from single males that day. Now, things have slowed down a bit because I think the first line in my single female profile on most of the sites says like, hey, also check out my couple profile, which cuts down on traffic probably by like 75%. So I only get like 2 to 3 messages from single males per day. And I mean, the same number of people are looking, but fewer people are actually contacting me. So apart from volume, aside from the sheer volume, I think, okay, if I could just take a step back and say that there are patterns that you can find in just about anything. But I think that as far as the kinds of profiles that approach me, I can group them into like a few camps, right? So we'll start with the couples. And there, when you're dealing with couples, there are, I guess, so by and large, the couples on swinger dating websites are cis, hetero, male, female couples, right? So then we have to consider that since there are two people involved, sometimes it varies who's driving the boat, right? So sometimes there are couples who cooperatively both look at their profiles. So my partner and I, so Mr. Saturday and I definitely both are involved in the maintenance of contacting people, responding to emails and stuff, all of it, and reading messages on our couple profile. So if you do write to us on our couple profile, it depends like what time of day it is and who's motivated to respond. If you get a response from us, like it could be from me, it could be from him. And generally speaking, if there's something of interest that, you know, comes to our couple profile, he lets me know or I let him know. And if we do reply, we try to say who it is, unless it's somebody who's like rubbed one of us the wrong way, in which case usually I end up responding and I don't specify. But there are a couple profiles where the woman is definitely in charge of it. And then there are the couple profiles where the guy is in charge of it. And that can go a couple of different ways. Actually, both of those I imagine can go a couple different ways. But the bottom line is that I have found that there are a lot of couple profiles who are actually just a guy who either broke up with a significant other or whose significant other doesn't particularly care about anything or isn't really that involved. And they're using it to drum up attention for themselves as a single male. So they'll say like, hey, like we play separately, but it doesn't say that in the profile, which always seems a little suspicious to me. And then, hey, like, would you like to get together? It's the guy. That's problematic in a number of ways, but I think we're going to come back to that. The bottom line is I want to talk about single male profiles right now. So I'll do another section where I talk about couple profiles and all the potential ins and outs of that. So when it comes to the single male profiles, there are a handful of categories that they tend to fall into. So there are the like weird looky-loo guys who like don't have any pictures, don't have any text, and really like aren't particularly serious. I think my feeling is that if someone's going to contact me in the lifestyle on a lifestyle website, I would like to know that they're at least as invested into the lifestyle as I am, which means that if you have a free profile, I think I probably have it set up so you can't even see me if you have a pre-profile on most of the sites. And then now there are the sites where they don't allow any pre-profiles, and so that sort of weeds that all out. So those are just a flat no. Like, if you don't have profiles and if you don't have any pictures or text, like, even if your profile is paid for, if you have no pictures or text, like, that's definitely not going to get a response from me. And sometimes those people will send a message that has a picture in it, even though you can't see any pictures in their profile. And like, I still find that a little bit off-putting, because you can put a non-identifying picture of yourself in your profile, like just your torso or like sunglasses picture or, you know, neck down. There's like a lot of options to not be super identifiable. One component of the whole blocked from free members thing is that if I do decide to show my pictures to somebody or put them in the free area, rather in the like open public area, it's not really public. It's only available to be visible to people who are at least willing to pay for a membership on a swinger website, which means it's on their credit card and they're like that invested in it. So like, it's probably relatively low risk to have your face pictures in your profile on a swinger website if you protect yourself from free members. And then that also avoids any interactions with people who potentially are under 18 also, because theoretically they have a credit card. You're going to be 18 for that. So, and then there's some like, you know, identification trail, you know. But yeah, so basically those are just like hard no's for me. Like, if you can't be bothered to put anything thoughtful in your profile or put any pictures in your profile, then I probably just am not going to spend a lot of time. I'm probably just going to ignore any messages I get from those profiles. So, and in fact, I think I have most of mine set up so that like, if there aren't pictures in the profile, I can't even see that you looked at me. I think you can look at my profile, but like, I won't know it. And if you send a message, like, I'm not going to respond to it and I don't care. So I feel like I've made some effort in my profile. I've gotten some pictures, some appropriate recent pictures put together. There's some older pictures in my profile too, but none of them are super old. And, but there are definitely recent ones. And so I like to put pictures from recent events, because then it's real clear that those are definitely legitimately recent. And I also have a lot of thoughtful text in my profile. Both of them, actually. And so it says what I'm interested in, what I'm definitely not interested in, some of my comfort levels, some of my hard no's, some of the things I'm looking for. And I just feel like if you are legitimately interested in connecting with people in the lifestyle, then like, it's not too much trouble to put those things in your profile too, right? And so at a bare minimum for me to like, that sounds so snobby, but really, honestly, to be completely transparent, bare minimum requirements for me in order to be motivated to respond to a message or take interest in a profile, I need at least a couple of pictures. They don't have to be face pics. They don't have to be pretty identifying, but they should be, you know, reasonable pictures of you. So like, they should have, so you should give me some general idea of your appearance. And I like to know that you've given some thought to what's going on in your profile. So you've filled out all the sections, because usually there are suggested sections, and it tells you like, you know, what are you looking for? What do you have going on? What are your experiences? What are you not looking for? Like, it's not too much trouble to fill those out. Like, even if you spend, I don't know, generously, like half an hour working on this, then it lets me know that you're serious and you've given this some thought. Also, in my experience, if people have information in their own profiles, they are far more likely to have read mine. And I can tell that just from the messages. So that brings me to the messages. And I'll go back to some specific things that I find off-putting when you do have the contents of your... Actually, no, let's do that right now. So, like I mentioned, if you fill things out, I think that's terrific. I think that's really important. I've done it. I feel like you can too. And so like, thorough, thoughtful, cheerful. It doesn't have to be super creative, as long as it's there, even if they're just lists. And just say some introduction about yourself, something you might say if we met in person, you know, like, hey, like, I'm relatively new to the lifestyle, but I've had some positive experiences with people and I'm really hoping to connect with more friends. I like, blah, I don't like, blah. By the way, my favorite color is purple. You know, that really, like, that's a great profile. That's reasonably good. It's pretty good. So, but if your profile contains some things, then it may make you seem less friendly and approachable, even if that's not how you intended it. So some things to be careful with in as far as your text would be statements like to the people reading your profile, like, and I do have a couple of these, but I tried to word them gently. So it says things like, if your profile is empty and you don't have any text in it, there's a good chance I won't reply to you. Or if you seem unfriendly, or I don't know, you know, whatever. So like, if you are not into certain things, like, those are worth mentioning, but you don't need to be like abrasive or unfriendly about it. I mean, honestly, it might not matter, but I don't know. There's no reason to come off as a dick, right? So the other thing is that I come across a lot of profiles where they say things like, no one's even fucking real on here. Like, this is bullshit anyway. And I'm like, well, no one's going to write to you once you put that in your profile. Or like, all you bitches are fake. Everyone's hookers. I'm like, okay. And once you made a statement like that, like, I don't know. I think we're all set. Like, I'm probably not going to respond to anything you've written to me, no matter how thoughtful and civilized it sounds. Like, if you sound like an asshole in your profile, I don't care what you've written to me. Like, that's pretty hard to overcome. So keep that in mind. And I think that if you have things that you feel are absolutely really important to put in the profile, then it's okay to put them in there. Just maybe, you know, just some diplomacy, right? Like, think about how to do it without sounding like a jerk. Don't sound like a jerk. That's never good for getting laid, right? Ever. I guess I can't make blanket statements like that. But the bottom line is it certainly doesn't work with me, and I can think of very few people that it would work with. So now that we've addressed what's in your profile, so that's what you've put out there to represent yourself. And remember that your profile represents you, and that is the first impression that people are going to get with you from you after they come from the message you've written. So now let's talk about the message. So it's real easy. And so it kind of depends who you are and who you're approaching. And some people don't mind. I find that I am far more likely to respond to a thoughtful message where there's clearly a reference to something specific in my profile than I am to something that just says like, you, or like, hey, let's fuck. And honest to God, I get like a, hey, let's fuck, or like, she's hot. Let's like, let me bang her. Several times a week. And then the weirdest part is that, like, be careful who you're addressing your message to. So I have a single female profile. That means one cis woman. And so if you write to me as though you're addressing someone else, like a dude, that's not going to sit well with me. Like, she's hot. We should do her together. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to? Like, this is clearly my single female profile. And I occasionally check people on that. I'm like, you know, you addressed a single female profile, it, you know, to a male referencing me as a third party. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Ooh, I just got all like worked up about that. Apparently I really don't like that. Anyway. So be careful how you address your message, right? So if it is a couple, probably you should write to both of them because you don't know who's running the profile unless it says in the profile who tends to answer the emails, in which case you can address it to them. And then that would appear thoughtful. On the other hand, if you always assume that the male is running the profile and the female is, that's not going to sit well with her. That's going to seem rude and thoughtless. So the safest thing to do is say, you know, I like your profile, or don't address it to anyone in particular. Just say, you know, you, like the grand you, right? So be careful about that when you're writing to a couple. Or if you specifically intend to write to the male, You can say that too, but just be real clear about who you're writing to and don't make assumptions about who is reading the email, because that's not safe to do. And with single profiles, make sure that you recognize, because I don't think this happens to single guys. Like if people write to single guys and they don't pretend to be writing to like a woman, that's just weird. I don't know. I don't think that happens. I don't have a single guy profile, so like it's possible I have no idea what I'm talking about. But I can tell you, as a single female with a single female profile, I get really annoyed when people write to me and assume that there is a guy also involved in this profile that somehow makes decisions for me. Like that just rubs me the wrong way. Like if you give this some thought, single females, unicorns, are sort of inherently empowered, right? So it's a woman who has taken ownership of her own sexuality and has put it out there to say that she's interested in meeting other people for casual sex or swinger type relationships, and to take that from her and say, oh yeah, like, so ask your hubby, or like, I want to meet your hubby too, or hubby and I can fuck you. And I'm like, first of all, I don't use the word hubby even when I'm married. And you know, this is a single female profile, but even if it weren't, I get annoyed with, you know, when people operate under the assumption that I don't think for myself. Like, that's not cute. That's not cute at all. Hell, I have my own sex positive podcast. Like, I clearly think for myself. So now odds are that if you're writing to me on the dating website, you may not know that I have a sex positive single female podcast. But it, you know, you should assume that, you should not assume that people don't think for themselves. Like, that's just rude. And I mean, maybe that works for other people, but it certainly doesn't work for me. And so I guess if that's the audience that you're targeting, carry on. But just keep in mind that that is not going to fly with me. I don't think that's cute at all. So, yeah, now let's talk about the contents of the message. For me, I like things to not open with the assumption that there will be sex, right? So like when men write to me and say, yo, I'm going to be an hour and a half away from you in some anonymous hotel, like, do you want to meet me there to fuck? Like the answer is always a hard no. Like, no. In fact, I feel that if that's what you're looking for, there's a good chance that you should just contact an escort service, because you're probably going to end up with the outcome that you want, and you know, really, like, probably worth the investment for you if that's your thing, you know. That's not my jam. I don't meet randos for anonymous sex in hotels, especially if I'm expected to drive an hour and a half. Like, this just isn't going to happen ever. Sorry. So now, if God, I'm trying to think, how could you approach that so that would work with me? First of all, if you're going to be in town and you're hoping to meet me for sex, play it like that's not what's going on, right? We're going to play it like, hey, I saw your profile. Eventually, I have travel in your area, and I thought that we had stuff in common and I would like to meet you. So, like, play it like it's a dating website. Like, it's real actual dating, and I'm an actual human being and not just a vagina. Like, because that would be great, right? I mean, the thing is, if you don't want to have the, make the effort of like, sort of like courting me a little bit, then yeah, pay for it, dude. That's fine, you can do that. And honestly, like maybe there are women out there who are totally happy to have random anonymous hotel sex with complete strangers that they drive an hour and a half for. I really can only speak for myself. I have to say in this day and age though, like that sort of thing does not seem entirely safe. Now, I know couples who have like whole, like do the hot wife thing, and, but then there's an extra party involved and that's a very specific scenario. I just have to say for myself, if you're a single dude and you're trying to have sex with me, don't like bark orders at me. Don't, you know, like you can imply that there might eventually be sex, but say that you're interested in more than sex for me. Like that sort of does something for me. And honestly, like, here's the thing, right? I love dating. Not that dating is a thing currently, but like, I love dating. And honestly, like, I always have sex on the first date. Like, if I go out with you, odds are, like, the plan is for me to eventually have sex with you. So unless you're absolutely repellent and aren't at all like you represented yourself, like, I'm open to having sex at the end of the date. In fact, that's probably expected. And I will probably be disappointed if there's no sex at the end of the first date. And here's a little secret about me. If we don't have sex after the first date, like, yeah, I might not go out with you again. Probably not going out with you again. So that's not a secret, actually. I didn't tell everybody that. Usually not until after the first date, though. So in other words, like, if it doesn't happen organically, like, I'm not going to be like, listen, we better fuck now or I'm not going out with you again. And if there's a discussion that's like, oh my God, it's been an amazing date and I would love to go have sex with you right now, but for some reason it's not happening, then, like, that's as good as having had sex. Like, I feel like sex needs to have been explicitly addressed by the end of the first date as an expectation for both of us. Or, like, I'm going to assume that we're just not a good fit, right? So here's a little tangent. I met a gentleman on a dating website, and I don't remember if it was, like, a vanilla dating website. It's probably Tinder. I have such bad luck with Tinder. I think I'm going to tell, like, I'm going to do a whole episode of Tinder horror stories. Yeah, definitely. So we met, and he was super charming. Like, we both drove about half an hour to meet. We met in some jangly little bar because it was a weeknight, and it was equidistant from us. Like, we lived about an hour apart. And he was super charming and he was really interesting. And we, like, even realized that, like, he was a little bit into kink and he was very interesting. And I found him very physically attractive. And so it didn't look like the sex was going to happen that night because it was like a weeknight. We both had to work the next day. We'd driven really far and we had discussed things that we liked sexually. So that seemed okay. So then I went out with him again. And the next time we went out, it was one of those things where, like, I drove to him. And then, like, so we went and met at his house. And he was like, yeah, we're going to go hiking. It's going to be super great. So, like, we went hiking. And then I went home. And then he, like, asked me out again. And I was just like, yeah. In fact, we may have gone hiking, like, twice. It was very weird because it was super unexpected of him. And he did make some comment about, like, well, you know, I don't just have sex with anyone. You got to, like, earn that for me, which rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. So anyway, I stopped responding to his messages without explicitly saying, like, look, I just don't think we're a good fit. I kind of semi-ghosted him, you know, which is maybe shitty, but it is what it is. So we, yeah, it didn't go anywhere. And eventually his messages came around to, like, yeah, maybe I should have had sex with you, like, when I had the opportunity. And I was like, well, at least he knew he had the opportunity and blew it. Like, that's funny. So, yeah, that's a whole thing. But I have no idea what happened to that guy. Doesn't really matter, though, because clearly we had very little in common, right? Anyhow, so we, it didn't go anywhere. And so, yeah, so if you pursue me as though we're going to go on a date, I like that. I prefer it. And I also feel like, you know, that's good. And honestly, like, if there's nothing other that we have in common, and I guess for me, like, just the fact that you would come at somebody like, yeah, we're going to fuck anonymously in the hotel and then you're going to get the fuck out. Like, I don't know. Like, that sort of implies that we have a lot of things that we don't have in common. For sure, to me. Like, I don't know. So sex probably is not going to be right anyway. So, meh. But I like the messages that sort of treat it as though it's a dating website and we're going to go on a date. Because, yes, obviously I'm open-minded to having casual sex because I have a single female profile on a swinger dating website. So, like, let's do the math, right? Like, that makes sense. But there's no reason to treat me like stupid ass because that's not what I am and that's not cute. I don't like it. So, right. So now we should talk about what you maybe should put in a message. Now we've talked about what you shouldn't put in a message. I tend to respond best to messages that approach me as, you know, with, like, specific things in mind, things that have addressed my specific things in my profile. Because I think another concern of mine is that everyone has different tastes in the lifestyle, and not everybody's into the same things that I'm into. And so it's important to know that nothing I've said in my profile would be potentially off-putting to you, because it's why I put it in my profile, so it doesn't have to come out on like a first date. Because, you know, if you can get it out of there, you know, if you can get it out in front of you, like, beforehand and avoid all that weirdness, it's better. Just generally, I don't know. So I prefer, you know, some evidence that there's been reading of my profile details and like thorough reading of it. And honestly, like, if you are interested enough in someone to write to them, then like, it shouldn't be too much trouble for you to have read their profile. And I can't imagine having written to somebody without at least looking to see what was going on in their profile, right? You just, oh, I like that picture. Like, let's fuck. And sure, that may go through your head, but you know, civility dictates that we don't actually conduct ourselves that way. Like, we don't go charging around just on id all the time, because it doesn't work out. Like, I don't know, it might for some people. It doesn't work for me. That doesn't appeal to me, because that suggests that you have a complete lack of restraint, which I think may translate into like shitty in bed. So, like, that's a deal breaker. Sorry. In my experience, when I make exceptions to these rules and I go out with people that I don't think I'm a good intellectual match with, or not a good, you know, just otherwise match with, and the sex is less good, and that's not cool. I will say that my whole view of all of this, and my, I don't want to say standards, but like the things that get me going, change a little bit when I'm in a party environment. In other words, there's a good chance that if I run into you at a party and we're already all revved up and in the mood and everything, like, we can probably have really fun sex, even if we don't connect that much otherwise, because A, we already have it in common that we're going to the same party, which is, you know, right there, we have something huge in common. And I don't know, then we're already all in the mood and everything like that. And so if it turns out we don't have that much to talk about, it's not really that important. Where it's super awkward if you're out on a date and you have nothing to talk about. Like, how do you transition from like, wow, we had a really awkward dinner where we had nothing to talk about, to like, let's have sex. Like, that does not work for me. Like, that's, it's hard for me to get all in the mood. I guess I could get super hammered, but like, I don't know. That's way too much trouble. Like, it's just, yeah. Like, if you don't do it for me, then like, it's probably just not going to work out. I'm painting myself as very persnickety, and I'm really not, but like, I do prefer to have some kind of connection with people when I go out with them, other than, hey, we're going to fuck in a hotel room. And I, you know, that's not to say I haven't had my moments where like that would have appealed to me, but like, it would require some really lucky timing to make that a thing. And I might reach out to you. Well, who knows? But yeah, so a good thing to start with is, hey, I like X in your profile. Like, that's always very safe, right? Or, your pictures are gorgeous. It looks like you put a lot of thought into them. Not like, nice tits. I mean, there's a good way to say that too, right? Like, wow, your breasts are amazing. And I like what you said in your profile. But like, you know, put some balance in there. Like, I like that. I have to be really careful not to just like speak in generalizations, because like, not all people are the same. Not all women are the same. Certainly not all single women that have female profiles on swinger dating websites are the same, like, at all. So with that in mind, I'm going to try to be careful to sort of put this all in terms of what appeals to me. But I will say that I have had a lot of, I've met other single females, and they've suggested that the things that appeal to me would also appeal to them. So it's probably good advice if you want to take it. But yes, so, and then be patient with me too. So like, when you put something thoughtful in a message, there's a good chance that like I haven't looked at my profile for a week, or that I got so overwhelmed with email this particular week that I just didn't even look carefully at all the messages. And so I just didn't get to it. So you can write again, and it doesn't hurt to write a couple of times, but don't say in the subsequent messages like, yo, why the fuck haven't you replied? Because that does not make me want to have sex with you. You can say, hey, just checking in again. I wrote before and I assume that you got overwhelmed and didn't get all your messages, or like, you're clearly very pretty, and so I bet you get a lot of email. Maybe you lost my last message. If you want to even make reference to the last message, which is not a terrible idea, like, be transparent, you know, be upfront about everything. I like that too. I'm big into communication and honesty. And so, like, all the time. So it can't hurt to do those things. That's a good idea. And yeah, I don't know. So those are good things to put in the profile. Or if there's something specific you think we have in common, like, there's never any harm in pointing that out, right? Like, hey, you like gangbangs? I like gangbangs too. And I would love to talk about your experiences with you. Like, that's a good opener. Or, hey, you seem to go to parties and I haven't actually had the opportunity to go to one. I'd love to talk to you about it. Not, I'm going to take you to a party, or like, let me be your date. You can be my ticket to get into a party. You could say things like, maybe you have some advice for me about how I might be able to get to attend. Because a lot of the parties, especially around where I am, don't let single males in. Or if they do, they have to be sponsored. And I think the reason for that is because every once in a while, there's a single male that gets in. And I have to say, my experience with single males at parties has been very positive, generally speaking, at the good parties. And so, because they're vetted, right? So these are very motivated gentlemen who understand that, like, their position as a single male is to come mingle, entertain, be fun at the party. And they are respectful of the people who are in relationships, and they're respectful of their position as sort of secondary to the relationship people. And they, generally speaking, are charming and motivated, and, like, you know, just they get it, right? Because they're vetted. So in other words, if you're going to be a single male at most parties, you have to have at least one couple vouch for you. And when you have that going on, odds are good that you do. There's a reason they were willing to vouch for you, and that's big. So I don't know. Sure, I've been to other parties where there's been like stupid single males, but they generally have to get asked to leave, right? Like, they don't, you know, the last thing you want is to offend couples or single females at your party. Anyway, so yeah, so you could open with that, or, you know, so I have to say that in my personal history as a single female, the gentlemen that I've chosen to go out with who wrote me messages were considerate, articulate, thoughtful, had read my profile, wrote me more than one message without getting impatient, and were friendly and approached it as though we had other things than sex in common and that they wanted to get to know me. And this worked. Like, there's been a few of them. So, like, yeah, I've gone out with multiple single males that I've met on dating websites, on swinger dating websites. And so it's possible, it does happen, and that's what works for me. So feel free to chat me up, you know, write me some comments or questions or whatever if you want to, if you want more details or you have ideas or if I left anything substantial out. But I feel like that is my advice to single males conducting themselves on swinger dating websites if you want to have more success approaching people. And then also just keep in mind that, like, there are people who are going to be rude, and I'm not saying it's reasonable or it's okay, but, like, not everybody's going to be very cool. And so just if you keep that in mind and you don't let it be too disappointing to you, then, like, it'll be okay. Like, it's still a net win. Anyway, yeah, hit me up. All right. So until next time, happy swinging.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. It was really nice catching up with you guys. And don't forget to check me out on social media. I'm at The Brainy Fox. And please stop by my website, thebrainyfox.com, to see everything that's going on there and drop me a line, say hello, all of that good stuff. And thanks again to Alt Playground, my new favorite adult dating website, for sponsoring this week's episode. And until next time, happy swinging. You've been listening to the Brainy Fox podcast. Thank you so much for spending time with me. If you want to be involved in my future shows, be sure to click like and follow, and you can leave me a voice message on my website, thebrainyfox.com. Also, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at thebrainyfox. So thanks again, and until next time, happy swinging.